Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 18th of August, recording at 9:27 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets was a subdued performance. Most were down. Japan was an exception with a modest gain. The European markets started weak following that lead from Asia, picked up. For the most part, went into positive territory and then lost some of that as Wall Street started to weaken. Wall Street was hit fairly hard, down about 2% at one stage before paring back a quarter of those losses before the close. And bank indices rolling over a bit. More on that in a moment. Now, elsewhere, the precious metals, that rally that Owen identified, a technical rebound from an oversold condition that he identified on Friday, that continued here today with gold off its highs, but up $12 as I speak. It's just under 800 right now, almost touching 800. And the other precious metals similarly bounced, but again, not holding all of those gains. The grain and bean complex was quite strong in here today with looks like a limit up move in soybeans and corn. Not that far off it. Remember, they were hit on Friday. And in currencies, well, there's been some intraday volatility, but the dollar closing out generally in fairly steady fashion here. It's down slightly on the U.S. dollar index, but one's got to say this is quite steady overall. Crude oil rallied up over 115 at one stage, but then fell back. Currently 112.88. Natural gas down 2.5 cents as I speak. Okay. Government bonds, they were mostly steadier. The U.S. long bond up half a point. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, much of the same, really, that stock markets are nervous in here still, and this rolling over in the bank indices does concern me here. I've so often referred to those as a lead indicator. I've long been of the view that what's good for the banks is good for the markets generally, and vice versa. And while they haven't broken down definitively, the rally has certainly stalled, and I described the patterns as showing some rollover characteristics. So really, one would need to see a rally in those financials to before I think we could expect stock market indices to do broader stock market indices, that is, to do much more on the upside. The China leash effect is still dragging the Asian markets downwards. And of course, we still have the inflation concerns in the Asian region and elsewhere, and that means that there's still talk of some further interest rate hikes, and more importantly, perhaps we're not seeing the rate cuts. So this does cause investors to focus more on the global economic slowdown, and that's still weighing on equities. Say this is not a new story. We've seen this now for a number of months, but it does look like a story that's going to be with us for a while longer. And it's leading to a lot of ranging in terms of stock market activity, but within the confines of these overall downward trends. And some of the steadier markets, Hang Seng, for instance, in recent months, it never broke its March low, during the that last sell-off that we saw during the oil price spike, but it's drifting down and and is really very close to, well, it's back down pressuring those lows again within the confines of an overall downward trend. Same thing with the Chinese H share index. So really, I think without a improvement in the bank shares once again, I think we may lose that what has been a recently positive influence in terms of the Wall Street leash effect since mid-July. U.S. stock market has been ranging slowly higher, led by the Nasdaq and the transports index. If banks weaken, those gains will certainly be pressured. And meanwhile, as I've already mentioned, the China mainland indices have continued to head lower. So that's not a terribly good picture here overall. What about the good news, such as it is? Well, we have seen energy prices come down a lot. They needed to, but it's going to take some time before the shock of that energy spike works its way through the system. Anybody who's a market historian knows that oil price spikes have always produced recessions, and we're seeing some in this current environment, and I think I would expect some of that economic news will deteriorate a bit further, and I think we will see more downward revisions in terms of those forecasts. What about the good news, some of you are saying, such as it is? Well, again, in addition to the weaker tone of the energy prices, we've had a lot of climactic selling. There's a huge amount of cash sitting in those money market funds, but we're still getting that global deleveraging, and what might cause people to become more aggressive in the markets. And I've said this before, but I think we need to see a shift in emphasis by central bankers away from targeting inflation towards targeting growth, once again, in terms of trying to boost GDP growth. We're not there yet. We may not be all that far away, but that's, I think, the big change that we do need to see. What about the precious metals at this stage? Well, there's not much I can add to Owen's review on Friday. Certainly, the recent sell-off looks overextended. But as he also mentioned, a lot of technical damage has occurred, so it will take time for these markets to regroup and build platforms of support that we can see on the charts that will lead to renewed strength. I think the long-term story for gold is very attractive. I think the short-term outlook has become more attractive by virtue of the significant downward reaction that we've seen overall, but none of us here are convinced that we've actually seen sustainable lows at this point. And U.S. dollar, that remains a headwind for gold. I'm still of the view that we had a quiet intervention on the part of the U.S., possibly as a quid pro quo deal with the Saudis over the oil price, but that's conjecture on my part, although we have had some statistical reports. I've posted a couple of them providing evidence of some dollar intervention. And my view overall is that I never one doesn't want to stand in the way of a change in trend, and we certainly have seen a floor of at least medium-term significance established by the U.S. dollar. The current rally, though, still looks overextended, and indeed some of the currencies that were hit hardest, the New Zealand dollar, the Australian dollar, have been somewhat firmer in here recently. And I think that's pretty much it for today. So, still tricky markets, so we need to be careful. Not do too much at this stage, and watch for that shift in emphasis from central banks and in terms of short-term moves on the most of the stock market indices. Keep an eye on those financial shares. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.